Blog Talk Radio.
Isn't really relatable
You know, like it's just kind of everything is about like money and
Right.
drugs and sex, and those are not really positive things that I feel like if you have a voice, you should be using it to make a difference, not using it to spread like negativity.
Right. I agree with you, and I'm glad that you get it, and that might be one reason why when I listened to you, I was feeling you, because I've said this and preached this on a platform so high all the time on this show, so that's exactly why I was feeling you, because it was different. You know, it wasn't the same coffee warmed over, you know what I'm saying? So I agree with you wholeheartedly, 100%. What made you name yourself Miranda Writes?
Well, I just love English. I love poetry. Just basically everything about it. I love expressing myself through words. And a while back, whenever I first started emceeing, I had like a coach that I used to work with, and he knew that I was always kind of about like being like very lyrical, and he gave me the nickname Writes. And then it was just something that kind of like stuck with me because I kind of felt like that really captured like who I wanted to be as an artist. And I felt like it was a name that I could grow with over time as I grow with my music.
Cool. And like I said, I think it should be right spits, on fire, all them adjectives. The song Dangerous. Dangerous. I haven't, by the way, I haven't listened to any of them. I might have skipped over it on your mixtape, but I haven't listened to them fully, and I want to get the feel of it right now. So the song Dangerous, explain that before I play it.
Dangerous is basically supposed to be a female empowerment record. It's overall supposed to capture basically like taking risks and different chances and just feeling like empowered and being confident in what you have the ability to do as long as you set your mind to it. And whenever I wrote that song, that's how I felt that I was going to be, you know, quote unquote, dangerous coming into the game as a new MC.
This is Miranda Writes, y'all. Dangerous.
They ask what she is, she's dangerous. They know who she be, they like what they see. Dangerous is a woman that's bad, got her own swag. Dangerous, no one can stop her. People just watch her. Dangerous, you tryna look but don't touch. She ain't an option, but she's a must. Dangerous is a woman that doesn't need nobody to be somebody. They ask what she is, she's dangerous. They know who she be, they like what they see. Yes, I'm dangerous, but consider that a plus. The truth I discuss, and it's right you trust. I got the golden glow no one's seen before. Keep it on low, like two tiptoe. Rappers and shots, somebody call a doc. Real chick on stock, got my on lock. Up and coming, future president and running. Pay attention, don't miss what I'm becoming. I seen opportunity, I hit it head on. In a game with one shot, let's do it, I'm drawn. Hip hop's off, I adjust the alignment. I love a challenge, there's no confinement. So self-expression with progression. There's no doubt this will be my profession. They ask what I be, I'm a great MC. I do it for one, and that one is me. Ha ha. Yeah, she's dangerous. They know who she be, they like what they see. Dangerous is a woman that's bad, got her own swag. Dangerous, no one can stop her. People just watch her. Dangerous, you tryna look but don't touch. She ain't an option, but she's a must. Dangerous is a woman that doesn't need nobody to be somebody. They ask what she is, she's dangerous. They know who she be, they like what they see. yell danger, danger. They call the Park Ranger. I am the Ranger, had a park in chamber. Chamber of secrets, chamber tells all. Visitors approach, cry the withdrawal. Need a new phenomenon, not half gone. Pray I squeeze and take, I'm a wide python. I'm so charismatic with a survival tactic. Originality keeps me intergalactic. Taking risks, defeating life trials as I overcome and miss right style. I proclaim, I'm tired of the same old same. It'll take new names, wipe shame out the game. With that, you got the right, remain silent. You're the rider, I'm the pilot. Never afraid, I stay in the front. A lioness in the jungle, I'm on the hunt. They ask what she is, she's dangerous. They know who she be, they like what they see. Dangerous is a woman that's bad, got her own swag. Dangerous, no one can stop her, people just watch her. Dangerous, you tryna look but don't touch. She ain't an option, but she's a must. Dangerous is a woman that doesn't need nobody to be somebody. They ask what she is, she's dangerous. They know who she be, they like what they see. Mic check, 1, 2, is this thing still on? Roses on the mic, sunset to dawn. After hypnosis, come to diagnosis. A lot to handle, so take it in doses. Form of addiction that you will crave. Hungry for rhymes, give orders to cave. Collect, inject, infest any suspect. Select your respect like autocorrect. Stop and stare, call me danger. Mind shifter, the rearranger. Just abilities, got no boundaries. Didn't find trouble, trouble found me. Should drape caution tape to avoid mistakes. No matter the mistake, I carry the weight. 2012, the year of the dragon. Come on, get on the MW wagon.
Dangerous. I like that. The one line, I proclaim, I'm tired of the same old thing. Yeah, exactly what you was talking about. Dangerous. How did that track come about? Where was the music from?
That song was actually the first song that was created under my own banner, which is LPD Entertainment. And I created that LPD in January, and I figured that would be like a good song to kind of basically mark like what I'm trying to do as an artist. So I decided to come up with something, you know, strong with that type of message.
So you did the music as well?
I actually got the instrumental from one like this website sound clip, but the lyrics and like production, I did that with my engineer.
Okay, cool.
I wrote the lyrics myself.
No, I already knew that. your last name say you right, so I already knew that. When you listen to a beat, what kind of beats do you? I guess you probably. I'm gonna be honest with you. Just listening to your flow, I guess you could rap to any old beat, really. If you just had some words to say, you probably could flow to any beat. But what kind of beat do you like to describe you? You know what I mean? Because there's certain beats that artists have and just want them to be, you know, put in this category where you go, oh, that's Miranda right there. I know who it is. What kind of beat do you feel represents you, or is there any beat, or you're just no limits. You can just rap to anything. Opera, you know, any kind of beat you could spit on.
To be honest, it really depends on my mood and what emotion I'm trying to bring to the song. If I'm trying to bring something, you know, like serious, then obviously I'll have something that's more, you know, a lot of bass and, you know, it. Like I said, I just feel like every time I pick an instrumental, I want it to match whatever emotion that I want for that record. So there's not really like a particular instrumental that I would pick for every single track because I like to be versatile and like show my listeners that I can do different types of things.
Okay, on your Facebook page, you posted yesterday, what is so great about music is variety. We all have our favorite artists, artists that we like, artists we don't like, but all in all, there is music out there for everyone that fits every character. That is the beauty of music, the fact that it is limitless. In your music, you feel I can just listen. When I first listened, it was a variety of things on that mixtape that I liked. I mean, because normally if I listen to somebody and almost every track sounds the same, I really can't get into it. And you hit it right on the head when you said it's variety. So that's what you like about music, and that's what you want to see music becoming now, because everything is so watered down with the same thing. So is that the way you actually feel music should be about?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, artists should basically just open, like, their minds in the sense of that they don't have to stick to, like, you know, the same concept and the same type of emotion, you know, with every record. I feel like that's the beauty of being an artist. You can make a love song, or it could be the complete opposite. You can make a song that's showing you're angry or how happy you are. And I feel like any artist should embrace the fact that they're able to do so and allow others to feel the same way as they're feeling. And if you have, you know, if you only stick to the same type of record, you're never going to reach out to a larger fan base in the sense that you're only catering to one person or, you know, a certain group of people when you can reach out to thousands of people.
Correct. Speaking of anger, the song Two-Face. I'm just going by the title because, again, I haven't heard it, but I would assume that kind of, you know, ruffles some feathers. The song Two-Face, what is that about?
Two-Face, well, I love that song. Basically, Two-Face is my altered ego, which I like to bring out every now and then. And basically, that record talked about how we all have two sides. Whether we like to admit it or not, we have, you know, basically our happy self that, you know, go with the flow, but then we also have the other side that, you know, gets tested more. But the reason why I made that song is kind of because I feel like it's important as people to acknowledge the fact that we have these different emotions. And once you acknowledge the fact that you will face all these emotions in life, you'll know how to deal with them more. So Two-Face is basically more of like a dramatic way of bringing that message out.
Area code 973, I will get back with you after I play this joint by Miranda Wrights called Two-Face.
Yo, I am Miranda Wrights. This right here, this is Two-Face. In the mirror, there's only one thing I see. It's a pretty little monster that's embedded in me. Look myself in the face, try to brush it off. Not something you can wipe, it won't come off. Only activated when feeling aggravated. When aggravated, it gets stimulated. Can't control it, just way too strong. It's gonna be bumpy rocks, don't cry, hold on. And say anger is water, with water it grows. Too much at a time, it stops and it blows. Lives in the dark, but I love to see light. How can something so bad be such a delight? It got claws and teeth, it's a beast and leaf. Is it really evil? Hides the heart underneath. Here it stands before each and every one. You all have a beast, tell me has it ever won? Call me Two-Face, I spit like a beast. I'm hungry for dinner, and y'all on my feet. Call me Two-Face, this is my other half. Naughty by nature, don't you dare laugh. Call me Two-Face, I put you in your place. Can't beat me, so join me, I win every race. Call me Two-Face, got two different sides. Like what you see, or I eat you alive. How can I escape, I can't escape myself. My mind is going crazy, where is the help? Chest feeling heavy, I actually say that. A charming little lady, not scared to attack. In a whole new world, face so pale. It's like I'm going blind without the option of braille. As the beast cools down, I control myself. Two different sides, it's bad for my health. See so many struggle between good and evil. fighting with yourself, looking for retrieval. Ask ourselves the same stupid question: how do we get rid of this internal aggression? One minute we're up, next minute we're down, 'cause it's way too easy to slip emotions around. See, I'm not crazy, won't do things I shouldn't, but that doesn't mean that two-faced wouldn't. Call me two-faced, I spit like a beast, I'm hungry for dinner and y'all on my feet. Call me two-faced, this is my other half, naughty by nature, don't you dare laugh. Call me two-faced, I put you in your place, can't beat me, so join me, I win every race. Call me two-faced, got two different sides, like what you see, or I eat you alive. Heartbreaker, breathtaker, known as a truth speaker, with words come a message, ultimate mind tweaker. Watch it, here it comes, that's so regular, 'cause once with the reaper, you are its keeper. Each day is a race, new bundles away, time to get on my train, darkness away. Look both ways before crossing the street. Troubles come around, starting to scream. All your ears open, right now it's crucial to listen. This is a lesson, beautifully written. Can't erase two face, she's simply unforgettable. I'm the golden fruit, that's inedible. Here you guys are, Adam and Eve, debating whether you should stay or leave. 'Cause you were told not to take a bite. We all tend to bite, even when it's not right. Call me two face, I spit like a beast, I'm hungry for dinner and y'all on my feet. Call me two-faced, this is my other half, naughty by nature, don't you dare laugh. Call me two-faced, I put you in your place, can't beat me, so join me, I win every race. Call me two-faced, got two different sides, like what you see, or I eat you alive.
We representing WATAZP. Yo. Check it out, y'all. Yo, back when I was younger, for knowledge I thirsted and hunger, would suck it up like a plunger, but yet and still I would wonder, when people holler in their minds, are they thinking dollars is like rocking a sword, broke in, hard to swallow as a brain power weak and mind decreased. I'm thinking on shrill chatter, presidents deceased, but somehow we need to move just a little higher, looking at our desires and somehow get inspired. And the reason that I'm even here today is 'cause I had a couple things I wanted to say, like for real, if you wanna open your mind and be free, listen to WATAZP with my man Taz and DJ Stroke, cracking a couple of jokes and rocking mad music, poking fun at all the people that they wanna, because you know that we are really gonna have fun. Couple of laughs, some good times, the way that I come through and drop rhymes. People be looking at me 'cause I don't smoke lines, I don't snort lines, I keep it true. I'm about to do this in a freestyle type of mode, but yet and still I don't rock platinum or gold. I just got a nice watch and a wristband, and that's all I really need, man, is little love. You know what I'm saying? Spread the love. Spread the love. Now I'm saying, yeah. Spread the love. Yeah. All up in the place to be. WATAZP. Yo.
ATAZP, your host TAZ, with my guest Miranda Wrights. Miranda Two Face, yeah, you got two faces. I'm feeling you. I'm gonna understand your good side so you don't rip me in a song for real. 973, you're on ATAZP, Z Talk. Identify yourself. Area code 973. Well, one more time, 973, identify yourself. You're on with Miranda Wrights and TAZ.
How you doing? This is General Dot Holla. And
what's
I wanted
up?
To speak on the music. I downloaded the mixtape. I was the first. I was waiting. I felt like I was at Foot Locker waiting on the new Jordan. I got the mixtape. I listened to the joint. I've been listening to the joint every day. I let it play while I go out to work. I come back, it's still playing. Forget about it, yo. The music is so inspiring. It has so much variety in it. It has so much variety. I can be hype at one time with Dangerous. Then I can be cool, laid back with Remember Me. Then I can just wild out with I'm Sick. I don't have variety like this. I can't go buy this in the store.
Well, thank you, sir.
All right, man. I just wanted to make sure I let it be known. I'm on it. I'm watching it. I'm listening to the interview. Every single joint that she dropped, I'll be right there waiting to get it because I got to tell my kids who changed and brought back hip-hop. Miranda Wright.
Thank you, Chief.
All right.
Thank you.
So, Miranda, who do you listen to? Who's in your iPad or on your iPod you jamming to? Who do you actually shake your head to?
Well, I listen to a lot of different artists, but my favorite MC is Eminem, but I love Biggie, Tupac. I absolutely love Wu-Tang. They're one of my favorites. Who else? You want to just know, like, hip-hop artists or?
Or any artist that inspires you, anything that inspires you.
I love Fleetwood Mac, Gwen Stefani. I love Lauryn Hill, MC Light, Queen Latifah. Just art, Missy Elliott, Nirvana, just artists in general that have, like, done something like positive and something relatable. I love Slick Rick.
And when you create, how do you sit down and just write about it? I mean, does the ideas just pop into your head late at night where you can't sleep and you got to write it down, or do you come in with a fixed notion, this is what I'm going to write about, this is what I'm feeling right now? How do you get your ideas out there? How do you put them down?
Well, to be honest, whenever I think of a new concept, it could happen, like, you know, any time of day. Sometimes I'm actually in my studio and I say to myself, you know, like, I'm in the mood, like, to write something. So I'll go through some instrumentals and see if I find something that I like and create a concept. Or sometimes, you know, I can be in the store just walking down the aisle and then I'll see something or I'll hear something that gives me an idea. So I'll, like, quickly, like, jot it down in my phone so I can go back to it later. But I pretty much look for inspiration anywhere I go, because if you pay attention to your surroundings, you can really create a story from the ground up about anything.
I'm feeling you, because I write too, and I just wanted to know. I always gotta ask every artist how they come up with their ideas, because to create something from nothing is as far as a writer or somebody that does graphics or somebody that even makes beats is a marvelous thing to see, creating something from nothing and having something that you can present and other people are feeling it as well, is a great feeling to have when you're an artist in any genre. So I just wondered how you came up with, you know, your ideas and how you write, and who influenced you as well. When you think about music, what is the first thing that you want everybody or anybody that listens, and besides the caller that called in, want to say about your music? What is the first thing you want them to say?
The first thing that I'd want anybody to basically think when listening to my music is my goal is to be able to put something out that somebody can relate to. That's why I started creating music, because I felt like there were certain times, even with, you know, all the music that's out there, as much as you can find words to relate to, sometimes it's harder to do so when you're in, like, a certain situation or whatever have you. But anybody whether it's like a new listener or somebody who listens to my music, I just want them to be able to enjoy what I'm doing as much as I am. So I think that's the beauty of music. I feel like you should be able to feel the artist's music just as much as the artist is feeling it themselves.
Well, that's what drew my attention towards you, because I was feeling your mixtape when I heard the first couple of songs and listened. I was like, yeah, I got to reach out to this artist and try to get her on my show. I want you to actually put out exactly how people can hit you up, listen to your music, what sites. Just spit them out before I play this last song from you.
If you go on YouTube, you can type in Miranda Wright's LPZ Entertainment. I also have a mixtape on Hot New Hip Hop called Say My Name that's available for free download. I also have a website, lpzentertainment.com. I have a fan page on Facebook, LPZ Entertainment. That's where I post any new updates about any new records coming out, video shoots, photo shoot pictures, etc. So all that good stuff you'll be able to find online at LPZ Entertainment.
Well, Miranda writes, I'd like to thank you for calling in. Keep doing what you're doing. And keep your head clear and positive, and keep on focusing on being original, because that's what we need more of today in music, is originality and people being themselves and having a voice to say something, to mean something. Thank you again. The last song that I'm going to play is Say My Name. I don't think I even need an introduction for that one. Say My Name, Miranda Wright. Thank you again for coming into the show and putting it down.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. It was great speaking with you.
It's all good. Say My Name, Miranda Wright.
Real MC, so I won't sell out for no thinking, who will survive? It's time, we're on watch. Can't afford to lose, won't give up a fight. A comeback is about to arrive. Your music doesn't die, open your eyes. It's all set, the art of hip-hop we protect. Cause Wu said, protect your net. Victory, when it's all said and won. The war is over, whack message is done. Take a look, sits, take a look at me. Tell me what, sits, tell me what you see when you look at me.
Martell Starr, am I correct?
That's correct.
Like Me. I've been wanting to jam this anyway when I've seen the title. So here it is.
So you think you'll find another? You won't, I promise.
The Christmas administration.
When my phone ring at night,
I know my man is on it. Oh.
He wanna roll by.
Yeah, I know he won't.
It tells me that he needs it.
I know he ain't lying.
Big daddy come here and get it, cause it's about that time. He makes me feel good.
Even when he living dirty, I never worry, cause I know that he won't hurt me.
He got me when in trouble.
I'm already there.
Don't play no games on my man, he ain't going nowhere.
Take care of me because I hold him down. He about that street life, but I always stay around. Even when he's gone, it's never for all that long. He go get that money, then he bring that ass back home. He see how bad I am, and he know that I'm good for him. Nothing I can't handle because I'm a good one.
And when he need to pick me up, I'm gonna get him going. I won't no chick do what I do, and he already know it.
Run the whole world like me. Pay the bills like me. Check on your bills like me. You can trust that your boys ain't even real like me. I know you ain't never had a chance like me. And you know that's gon' stay by your side like me. Ride or die like me. Stay fly like me. Live a lick, you'll never find another like me. When my phone ring at night,
I know my man is on it.
He wanna roll by.
Yeah, I know he want it.
Tell me that he need it.
And I know he ain't lying.
Say daddy come here and get it, cause he's about that time. It makes me feel
even
good.
Even when he having dirty, I never worry, cause I know that he won't hurt me.
He got me when in trouble,
and I'm already down.
Don't play no things on my man, he ain't going nowhere.
He gon' take care of me because I hold him down. He about that street life, but I always stay around. Even when he's gone, it's never for all that long. He go and get that money, then he bring that air back home. He see how bad I am, and he know that I'm good for him. Nothing I can't handle because I'm a good woman. When he need to pick me up, I'm gon' get him going. Won't no chick do what I do when he already know it.
I bet you ain't never had a girl like me. Run the whole world like me. Pay the bills like me. Check on your bills like me. You can trust that your boys ain't even real like me. I know you ain't never had a sister like me. Who you know that's gon' stay by your side like me. Ride or die like me. Stay fly like me. Live a lick, you'll never find another like me.
Like Me on ATAZP, got Key Marie and Martell Starr. That was good, y'all. I mean, I had my head bouncing to it. I want to know how you know, because I've done this before. I wrote for other people, Martell. And how are you in sync knowing what Key Marie likes? And I mean, I just need to know because I want to see if it's the same process I went through when I wrote for other female artists as well.
Well, Key Marie is different than any of the other female artists I do write for, more so just because me and her are, we're like brother and sister almost. Like, we're connected. There are times, like, we do things together and it's like, I hate you, because, like, we're really in sync. So there's times where I can go off a situation where, like, this song I've written for her, where it's like she may not necessarily be in that situation,
But it's something like, well, I would never want her to go through something like this, or maybe I would want her to go through something like this, or maybe I just think different experiences of what I see for her life and what I don't or do want for her. And it's like, oh, this is all good for you. And then there's times where we'll butt heads and we'll be like, oh, well, no, let's change this or let's do that. So we mesh well together where no matter what I do, we'll find some way to make it come out and be like amazing.
Let me speak to Key Marie. You did all the arrangements on there. I'm sure you did the vocals, of course, but I'm just saying you did all the arrangements as far as singing the hooks. And did you do any of the arrangements or any of the writing? Or did you slap Martell in the head and say, "Yo, I need to do it like," you know what I mean?
a little bit. I guess you would, probably about maybe 15% or whatever of it. Like me, he already know exactly how he wanted it. Like there's some times when he would want me to hit a certain note and I'll say, no, let's do it this way. But I know specifically on like me, on the chorus part, you hear like that background, I'm saying something different, but at the end of the sentence it's the same. I added that,
right.
But that's just about it. I mean, and then there's other songs, I can't remember, I think maybe Cry. There's certain arrangements that I may have arranged or whatever for the better or that will fit me. I'm not necessarily saying that the way that Martell has done it or would do it would be wrong. I just need to find something to fit me because, of course, my voice is a lot more different than what he may hear. You know what I mean? It may sound good
right
in his head, but when it comes to me, like, delivering it, sometimes I'll say, yeah, I don't know about that. I'm going to put it today. So let's try it another way.
I understand
but other than
completely.
That, yeah, other than that, when he comes to me for the song, I learn it, and I deliver it pretty much the same how he wrote it.
I understand completely because there's a lot of times, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not a singer. I'm woo, woo, woo in the back with the door closed. And me trying to present a song to another singer, I'm singing it the way I'm trying to interpret it, and they come out with something totally off the rack, which is even better, where I go, hey, I'm feeling that version as well. So I just wondered, do you all go through the same, you know, push-me-pull-me things that I do with a couple of artists that I write for?
Yeah, we do. There's actually a song now called You Deserve That Is Not Up Yet, because we haven't come to terms. We haven't come to terms on how we're going to, you know, do it.
Yeah.
So that's put aside for a little minute.
The song Baddest, explain that.
That's my track. That's actually my first single. The story on the Baddest is, it's the most funniest story ever. Our CEO, Ms. Ziggy Dolce, she actually has a track called Baddest, and Key Marie featured on it. And so I took it upon myself to declare the birth and throw myself onto the song.
As always.
Yeah, and so apparently we decided it's probably not a good look for me just to force myself onto the song. So I ended up taking the verse and putting it elsewhere. And then I was like, oh, this is really dope. And so then I wrote a second verse, and then I just finished it up. And that's how we came up with The Baddest. It's one of those songs it's a very cocky song. This is, like I said, it's my first single. It's, like, my first time introducing the world as a rapper. I literally just started doing this in May, ultimately, just because I'm a songwriter. That's my dream. That's my passion. But obviously, I love performing, and being a songwriter, I can't necessarily put myself out there all the time just because I can't just be like, oh, well, here's a song, I wrote it, because it's not the same as me saying I'm the artist, I'm singing it. So me rapping was simply just because I wanted to be able to perform my own material and make sure my voice is heard.
That is Martell Starr in the house with Key Marie.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't no shit like this. Who wrote this shit though?
What the fuck is that?
Hi, I'm Martell Starr. I think you
know who I am. I keep these cats high. I set you pussies on fire. Yep, you live my pin game. Call my shit Monopoly. Fashion, go collection, hundreds. Bitch, you just no guap, no guap. Hundreds of my fucking G's and fingers for you in Brazil. You hating on my swag? Fuck you! Get off my Tesco. See me in the mall, I'ma keep you tag popping. I got money, do you got it? Say you got it? Stop it. These niggas stay frontin'. Claim they got money to blow. Bro, I work for Chase Bank. Your account says that you got. You buy accounts says that I can't. So I buy me nice things. And while I'm out shopping, I might buy your bitch a ring. Oozing from my pores, I'm fly as fly can be. Can you compete?
Hell no.
Please, that's some shit I don't believe. No. I'm the best in school. I'm the best in the game. I don't know who you trying to fool.
Yeah, bitch, you know my name. I'm the best.
I'm the baddest.
The baddest, the baddest, the baddest.
I'm the baddest.
The baddest.
I'm the baddest.
The baddest.
I'm the baddest.
The baddest.
The baddest.
The baddest.
Yeah, let it keep on. Let it keep playing.
The baddest.
I'm the baddest. Don't
the baddest. The baddest. The baddest.
Yeah, I'm the baddest.
The baddest. The baddest. The baddest. The baddest. The baddest.
Let me do this one more again. I'm Marto Star. You're not on my radar. You can't see me, I'm the bomb. I'm about to blow up, watch me on TV. I had a premonition that my sales were so consistent. They went up and up and up, I was so high in the technician. Now puff, puff, pat. All you haters kiss my ass. Cause if you're not first, you're last. I must be in the league, cause I'm a competition in the back. Let me turn around, gotta get back to the need. Here's my CD, check my single. Cause you look like you might like it. Check my swag, don't keep ready. Cause you look like you might bite it. And don't deny it. You know what I got is hot, and I won't tell nobody. I'll keep your secret on lock. Extra, extra, read about it. I gotta make an announcement. I found my glory, and now everybody on it. My fame got you horny, and I know that you want it. These other niggas make them close, but you won't find another. Ain't no need to share my spotlight. I'm the only motherfucker. I'm the baddest. What they say? I'm the baddest.
The baddest, the baddest, the baddest.
I'm the baddest.
The baddest, the baddest.
Hey, yo,
Diggy, tell him.
I'm the baddest.
The baddest, the baddest,
the baddest, the baddest.
The baddest.
Hell, motherfucker, yeah, bro. Who wrote that shit, though?
Hey, this is Debra Bryant, R&B indie recording artist. Some heard of me, and if I have anything to do with it, many more will. Check out my underground hits, You're Good For Me and Unfaithful, on my Let You Tell It CD. It's available at CD Baby and TowerRecords.com. And of course, you can also listen to it right here, right now, with my man, the T to the A to the Z, another Taz production, online radio show.
Live on Blog Talk Radio. This is TAZ. Guest in the house, Martell Starr and Key Marie. Hey, Martell, boy, you be tripping
yes,
all the way through. The ad libs is so crazy, which I'm loving. Because I'm thinking to myself, can I do all those ad libs in one song? No, not really. You do some ad libs, bro.
I'm a clown.
Very entertaining.
Yeah, I'm definitely a clown. So that's what I definitely. My ad libs are the most like on the song Money. Like my ad libs are ridiculous, and the engineer who did the mixing, like after he made the track, he was like, "Yeah, your ad libs, bro, are the most." And I'm like, "Yeah." But
so,
that's what I am, like.
Go on.
Obviously, like, I'm a character, so, like, I always do, like, the most and then the extra. Because, I mean, obviously, it's not necessarily a gimmick, but, I mean, people know this thing like that.
So, looking at y'all pics on Facebook, do y'all go and perform? Do you going to put on shows anywhere? And if so, where have you performed?
I actually did my first show ever on August 19th. We had our Empire launch party, basically relaunching our Empire music label. So that was my first time performing ever. We didn't get a chance to perform together, just because she had her own set and I had my own set. We were trying to get everything set up. I did bring her on stage with me for a little bit, just because she's everything to me. She's like a big sister, so she was there. We'll actually be performing this Saturday here in Columbus at an event called Politics as Usual, which is basically a voter registration event. We'll be off doing like tons of great things because it's a skate park, so it's really different. We're gonna have like tattoo artists there. Obviously, there'll be skateboarders and roller skaters and things like that. So that'll be the first time us actually on stage performing together.
Now, I want you guys to give out your information so people can hit you up on Facebook, hit you up anywhere else that you are logged into online, and get the music.
Definitely. Well, I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Reverb Nation, everywhere. It's all the same. It's always Martell Starr, MartellStar.
And I'm on Twitter. It's twitter.com/official, OfficialKeiMari. And then on Facebook, it's just under Key Marie, KeiMari.
Well, I want to thank both of you for coming through, putting it down, and letting people listen to the music as well. Like I said, you got an unusual sound, which I am feeling, because it's not the same old every day on the radio, same old. And I like listening to different original and entertaining music, really, for real. So keep on doing y'all thing. And whenever y'all got a new joint y'all want to drop, make sure to hit me up so we can get you back on and present it to the online listeners. I'm going to play the song Get Money. That I want to hear all the way through, so I'm going to play the song. Thank you again, Martell Starr and Key Marie.
Thank you so much for having us. No problem. I got a 401k, I need my money. Forever, need my pension for all. I've been working like all day. All I wanna do is fucking ticket pay. Cause there's some things I won't do. Need my gardener.
Hold that.
And yes, I'm so for pity, sitting higher for my pedestal.
Oh, yeah.
Got a private education, you've been working in the corner. Not trying to knock your hustle, but you need to come up. You've been living off the government, and I'm living off my butt.
They be like, hey, yo, Marshall Star, I don't believe you got no money.
And I'm like, ooh, she got the client, take your car.
Ain't that fine?
I bet that you think twice this time you talk about my balance, cause I always have my money. You never see me without it. From the bank, I'm escorted by security for my money in the case. I don't count on 20s cause I'm starting off with bitches. I got hundreds, I got thousands, and I'm praying for a million. I got stacks and bonds, call me 007. Oh, you need some proof? Check my tax 2011. Got titanium for credit, you can barely get a debit. If you want to overdraft, then I bet your car won't let it.
They be like, hey, yo, Martha Star, all you talk about is money.
And I'm
like,
yeah, and what's your point, bro? I don't see a problem, are you broke? Do you need some?
Your kids
looking swanny like your wallet, let me feed them.
I've been working all day, I've been working all night. Let them pull my pizza and my budget looks nice.
Money in my head. I walk up and track and put down a couple grand.
Who wrote that shit, though?